KJAM Radio Atlantic.
Clear skies, 40 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In local news, a two-year-old Red Oak boy suffered life-threatening injuries during a go-kart accident late Monday night. According to Red Oak Police, Ryan Soar and his 35-year-old father, Sean Soar, were riding a go-kart at around 9:15 p.m. when the machine hit a parked car in the 700 block of East Grimes Street in Red Oak. The child was flown by helicopter to a trauma center in Omaha. His father suffered minor injuries and was treated at the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital. Red Oak police say that alcohol appeared to have played a role in the crash, which remains under investigation. News time is 7:07.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 764-6000.
Authorities say a 28-year-old man who was injured in a fight at his home in Coon Rapids has died in a Des Moines hospital. A news release from the Iowa Department of Public Safety said police and paramedics were sent to the home of William Smith at around 1 p.m. Saturday. Smith was taken to St. Anthony Regional Medical Center in Carroll before being flown to Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. The department said Smith died late Sunday afternoon. An autopsy has been scheduled and no arrests have been reported. A new study shows that 20% of children here in western Iowa and in eastern Nebraska are at risk of going hungry. Susan Ogborn, president and CEO of the Omaha-based Food Bank for the Heartland, says the report contains some alarming numbers, especially for those under the age of 18.
We have far more hungry children in particular than we think is acceptable.
The study, Map the Meal Gap, Child Food Insecurity 2011, indicates the most vulnerable people in our region, children, are the ones who are in the toughest situation. Ogborn said many children are facing hunger from the first day they're brought into the world.
One out of every two babies being born today is what we call WIC eligible, and that's women, infant, and children. It's a food feeding program for low-income women and their babies. So what it looks like is that our up-and-coming population is much hungrier and much poorer than our existing adult population, and that's concerning long-term.
Ogborn says the report shows the food bank will have to work harder to make sure children in the region get the food they need.
What we will do is try to double our efforts and reach out to areas where we haven't had contacts yet, particularly in the more rural parts of the state.
The report shows the most at-risk children for hunger in western Iowa are in Woodbury County with about 6,400 and Pottawatomie County with 4,400. The Food Bank for the Heartland is the largest food bank in Nebraska and Iowa, encompassing 93 counties in the two-state region and distributing some 9 million pounds of food a year. The agency serves more than 300 food pantries, emergency shelters, after-school programs, senior housing sites, and rehabilitation centers. Iowa has fallen a few notches on an annual report that ranks the states based on the quality of children's lives, but the Hawkeye State remains in the top 10. Michael Crawford, a senior associate at the Des Moines-based Child and Family Policy Center, says Iowa's grades are still very good in the 10 main categories or indicators.
Iowa ranks 8th overall in the 2011 National Kids Count Report on Child Well-Being, a drop of 2 places from last year. We do rank 2nd on 2 indicators, children with secure parental employment and teens attending school or working.
Other factors used in the survey include child abuse and neglect, food assistance, unemployment, teen birth rates, and poverty rates. While Iowa fell 2 slots, Crawford notes that the state has moved up in several other categories and has one of the nation's best high school graduation rates.
The state also has improved since 2000 on its child mortality indicators, but has deteriorated in the percentage of children living in poverty and in single-parent families, two areas in which it is extremely important, even in tight budgetary times, to provide needed supports and programs to create improvement.
You can see the full report for yourself for Iowa and all other states at www.kidscount.org. And a retirement party was held this past Friday for a man whose voice has been heard from time to time by many in western Iowa here on KJAN and elsewhere, and whose service to the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department has spanned more than 30 years. Chief Deputy Jim Mathai officially turned in his badge August 31st. Mathai, whose work with the FBI, U.S. Marshals, Iowa State Patrol, Council Bluffs, and Omaha Police Departments, along with the Douglas County, Nebraska Sheriff's Office, and other agencies during his career, told the Council Bluffs Daily Nonpareil that it's been a great ride, and he's been lucky. When he was hired by former Pott County Sheriff Lynn Ford in February of 1980, then 23-year-old Mathai was assigned to court security as a bailiff protecting judges. He says that allowed him to work closely with the county attorney's office, learn what they expect from law enforcement, and how the legal system was handled by the courts. One of the toughest jobs he says he's had to handle was being a traffic accident investigator from 1986 to 2001, especially those which involved serious injuries or death. Athai says he saw so many deaths where if a seatbelt would have been used, lives most likely would have been saved. During his career with the Pott County Sheriff's Department, Mathai also worked in the Sheriff's Office Investigations Unit and on the SWAT team. He's even served on the Bicycle Patrol Unit. Mathai rose through the ranks in the Sheriff's Department until January of 2001, when current Sheriff Jeff Danker promoted him to Chief Deputy. John Reynolds, a 24-year member of the Sheriff's Office, will replace Mathai as Chief Deputy. News time is 7:13.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
In our funeral announcements, Leroy Berg, age 80, of Bridgewater, died Friday. A Mass of the Resurrection service for Leroy Berg will be held today at 10 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Richard C. Dick Erickson, age 81, of Griswold and formerly of Lewis, died Thursday. Funeral services for Dick Erickson will be today at 10 o'clock at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Pauline Sandhorst, age 94, of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for Pauline Sandhorst will be today at 10 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Melinda Damon, age 88, of Manning and formerly of Manila, died Friday. Funeral services for Melinda Damon will be today at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Lenore Malk, age 102, of Montclair, California, and formerly of Griswold, died August 28th. Graveside services for Lenore Mock will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Griswold Cemetery. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Ethel Wood, age 88, and formerly of Rural Walnut, died Thursday. Funeral services for Ethel Wood will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Charles Chuck William Keenan, age 70, of Atlantic, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Chuck Keenan will be tomorrow at 11:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Murray Christopher Perdue, age 25, of Minneapolis and formerly of Griswold, died Thursday. A memorial service for Murray Perdue will be held Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. The Selegren Lindell DeMars Funeral Home in Red Oak is assisting the family with arrangements. George Bodie, age 88, a longtime rural Lewis resident, died Sunday. Funeral services for George Bodie will be held Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Eric Allen Larson, age 48, of Atlantic, died Sunday at his home. A celebration of life service for Eric Larson will be Thursday at 10 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Victor J. Bauer, age 92, of Audubon, died Friday. Funeral services for Victor Bauer will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Ross Calvary United Methodist Church in Ross. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Alice Kindison, of age 84, of Exira, died Sunday. Funeral services for Alice Kindison will be held on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Sharon K. Lauk, age 73, formerly of Greenfield, died Friday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Sharon Lauk will be held Friday at 10 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Fern Marie Brew, age 92, of Glendale, Arizona, and formerly of Stewart, died Thursday. Funeral services for Fern Brew will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Ruby Anderson, age 82, of Jefferson and formerly of Walnut, died Saturday. Private family services for Ruby Anderson will take place at a later date following cremation. Slinegar Rosso Funeral Home in Jefferson is in charge of arrangements. And Stephen Allen Linthicum, of age 56, of Atlantic, died Monday at his home. A private family service for Stephen Linthicum will be held at a later date. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.